The Lost Girl by Sangu Mandana.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
Life and death appeared to me ideal bounds, which I should first break through and pour a torrent of light into our dark world. Mary Shelley, Frankenstein. For Leka, for whom I'd have stitched an echo if I'd had a loom. Part 1. Chapter 1. Other. I remember being in town with Minama. I must have been about 10. She wanted to buy a lottery ticket, and I stood outside the newsagent's and looked in the window of the toy shop next door. There was a man in the shop, sitting on a stool with a knife and a large piece of wood in his hands. I watched him for ages. He worked at the wood with the knife, chipping and whittling away, shaping the wood into arms, little legs, a face. I watched him smooth the rough edges with sandpaper, then pick up a wig of soft, almost black hair, and fasten it with glue to the doll's head. Finally, he sewed a tiny white dress and buttoned it around the doll. It looked like dancing. His hands moved so delicately, so lovingly. When I imagine how I was made, that's how I imagine it. I don't know the reality, of course. No one will ever fully explain it. Minama once told me there was...